Welcome back. You listen to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Time was when Wellington was not only the seat of government, but head office city, a place that emptied out at night as white-collar workers went home to their dormitory suburbs. Well, there's a bit more to do at night these days, and many of the big head offices have moved on to Auckland or Australia. In their place, an emerging culture of technology startups, the most prominent of which is Xero, a company founded by serial entrepreneur Rod Drury with Hamish Edwards. Xero provides internet-based accounting software as a service to small and medium-sized companies, and whatever preconceptions you may have about accountancy, it has attracted some of the capital's smartest talent. Among the recruits, Trade Me executive and former shareholder there, Rowan Simpson. We have him talking about why he left his dream job for a startup soon, but first I spoke to the man responsible for Xero's distinctive visual identity, brand manager Daryl Gray, whose portfolio includes brand design for CNN and Cartoon Network. So Daryl, you were employee number five at Xero?
I was employee number five, yeah. It was just five of us in an apartment early on. And
So what was the appeal? Did you really like the idea of being able to have the job of creating a brand from scratch?
Yeah, I think there was obviously that appeal, which is fairly rare, but there was a lot of reputation going into it. I'd worked with a few other people before, and Rod obviously has a great reputation. And I think it was just one of those opportunities. Everyone was so passionate, the scope was so big, you just had to say yes.
So what did you start with? What were the principles you had to get into the brand?
Well, I think early on a lot of our brand work was around creating the right culture and feeling, because we knew that a lot of business communication, particularly in accounting, was fairly dull. A lot of the work was on getting the right feeling within the company and making sure we could communicate it the right way.
Yeah, because for example, you're using quite bold colours.
Yeah, so there was a lot of cut through that needed to happen in the market and really kind of announce that we were there, but we tried to do it reasonably carefully so we weren't, you know, screaming from the rooftops, but being quite visible.
Did it take a while to get right? Were there ideas that you had to drop because they just weren't quite there?
Or? Yeah, I think so. It's kind of like everything here, like a process of evolution, and we certainly started with a startup look and feel, and tried to cut through a little bit. But we're always evolving, and we're evolving now to kind of push it even further. And this is kind of a next evolution from that, where we're trying to take the mark that we've got now and kind of work out how to make it both fun and a bit more big company without kind of feeling like a big company.
It looks kind of Web 2.0. Was that
it's an evolution. We are Web 2.0, so we want to kind of have that that kind of feel to it, I guess, and it's kind of hard to pin down what that feel is precisely, but we sort of want to push it along those lines, but without being just another one of the Me Too type products.
So who makes the decisions on what you're going to do? I mean, is it in the final instance, is it Rod? Or?
In the final instance, it's usually Rod. There's a lot of pooling of experience here, I guess, and a lot of people have got different experience from different aspects, and we quite often pick Rowan's brains about certain things because, say, Trade Me will have done, you know, large-scale stuff, say. Philip, another designer here, has done a lot of entertainment work, and when we want to communicate some of that kind of thing, we'll talk to him. But, Rod's a great CEO to have because he's totally brand-led, and as I said, I was employee number five as a brand designer, so I think that says a lot about the company.
Xero brand manager Daryl Gray. We also met up with Rowan Simpson, who left Trade Me to become product strategy manager at Xero earlier this year. So Rowan, what number Xero employee are you?
Oh, don't ask me that. I'm not actually sure. I'd probably be in the 20s somewhere.
What was the appeal of coming here? I mean, you had a perfectly good job at Trade Me.
Yeah, I did. I had my dream job, really. I think I was struggling to work out what I'd do next beyond that, to be honest, until this opportunity came up. I think when opportunities like this come along, you have to jump at them. So I was excited to be able to do that.
Well, what was the appeal? Was it the lure of the startup?
No, I think it's a bunch of different things, but mostly it's the opportunity to take a lot of the things that I learned through, you know, the years working at Trade Me and apply them to something new and something different. Something which has global potential, which is massively exciting, really.
So what did you learn at Trade Me? I mean, one thing you must have learned about is growth.
Yeah, I mean, I had a bunch of different roles. So when I first started, there were about 10,000 members. And in the first couple of years that I was working there, we sort of grew it from 10,000 to 100,000, which was pretty phenomenal. But, you know, in the fullness of time has proven to only have been really the start of the story. So,
and there are other links with TradeMe as well. I mean, Sam Morgan is on the board of Xero, isn't he?
Yep. So the way that I first got to know Rod actually is he was part of the TradeMe board of directors. So, you know, he's sort of been involved in that TradeMe story, and he's convinced Sam to join the board here as well. So
it seems a very Wellington thing, actually. People talk about social networks, but it's just a fact of life here, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wellington's a small place, and it's a highly networked place too. And that's, I think, one of the massive strengths of the IT sector here is that, you know, people do know each other, and opportunities sort of come up like this where we're able to work together, which is really exciting.
So what do you actually do here?
Good question. I mean, the way I've sort of described my role, understood it myself, is to bridge the gap, I guess, between Rod and the vision that he has for Xero and the guys who are actually making that real and actually building the product. So a big part of my job is to understand that roadmap and make sure that we're working on first things first and getting things in the right order. But also to do something which has been a strength of TradeMe, which is to really get inside the head of the people who are using the application and understand what they're trying to do and what they're perhaps struggling with and how we can improve the product. So, you know, one of the huge strengths of software as a service and web-delivered software is that you're able to iterate very quickly when you realize that there's opportunities for improvement. So that's something that we're really focused on.
So who are the customers at the moment? Can you talk about some of the people using Xero?
Yeah, sure. I mean, not specifically, but at the moment we're in what we call our limited release phase. It's been quite a conscious development of the product. So starting with the beta, trying to get the first 100 customers on board, which we managed to achieve prior to the IPO, which was a massive milestone. And then the last couple of months in what we call limited public release. So being very careful about the type of people that we have on, making sure that they're the right fit for the product that we have today as we continue to sort of develop that.
So what would make them the right fit?
I think that at the moment there are aspects of the application which are still being built. And so today, someone who has a cash-based business or someone who doesn't deal with a lot of stock, for example, there are a few specific things that Xero today perhaps doesn't accommodate ideally. So we're being a bit selective in the type of customer that we're really trying to chase. And I think that's important too. I mean, what we're very conscious of at the moment is creating our base of customers who will eventually become our evangelists. So, you know, we really want people to have a great experience when they use the product and to go on and tell their friends about it.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking to Daryl about the creation of the brand. Is there a desire to get people on board with the Xero brand as well as just using the product?
I think that's important. I'm sure that a lot of the people who are involved in the limited public release are the sort of people who are drawn to things that are a bit new and a bit different, and I think that's really exciting to be able to work with those sorts of people and have them help us understand how we can make that product better.
So you've been through the IPO process, you've got the limited public release. What happens, say, for the rest of this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, the next big milestone for us is getting to general public release. So the terminology which we've used for that around here, which I really love, is drinking from the fire hose. So getting to the point where we can literally just open the doors and let anybody that wants to register come in and start using the application. And that's something that we're tracking towards in the next month or two.
Now, Rod has made it clear from the start that, you know, Xero is not just about Wellington or New Zealand. It's, yeah, you know, the market's the world.
Yeah.
How are you going to go about that? Because that's big.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big challenge for us. And I mean, that is really what keeps us up at night, I think, thinking about how we're going to tackle that challenge. Big milestones for us will be getting a beta program in place in the UK and in Australia and going from there, really.
Rowan Simpson at Xero there, and that's Xero, Xero.com, if you were wondering.
And that's our show for this week. And our thanks go to New Zealand On Air. I've been Graham Reed.
And I'm Russell Brown.
And if you want to catch the podcast of this show, just go to publicaddress.net/radio.